Yashodanana Brajajana Ranjana Yashodanandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Banachari Jayo Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jayo Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jayam Vishnubhada Paramahamsa Acharya Swan Grace AC Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai Jayam Vishnubhada Nitila Prishta Bhakti Siddhan Sakti Goswami Sri Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai Namachar Sri Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prem Sikho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prahunta Ananda Sri Dada Sivasadi Gaur Bhakti Vrinda Ki Jai Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Vina Syam Kunda Radha Kunda Grigavardhan Ki Jai Grandhra Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai Nitai Gaur Hari Pramanande Hari Hari Bhavat All glorious and humble devotees 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 Ki Jai Hari Book Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya So I continue reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 9th canto, chapter 4, entitled Amrish Maharaj Offended by Durvasa Muni, text number 28. Tasmayai Adata Harihi Chakram Pratyanika अभयम् आवहम् एकांत भक्ति भावेन प्रितो भक्ता अभिरक्षणम् भक्ता अभिरक्षणम् तस्मा अदाधरे चक्रम् तस्मा अदाधरे चक्रम् प्रत्यानीक भयावहम् प्रत्यानीक भयावहम् एकांत भक्ति भावेन प्रितो भक्ताभिरक्षणम् प्रितो भक्ताभिरक्षणम् तस्मा अदाधरिश्चक्रम् प्रत्यनीक भयावहम् प्रत्यनीक भयावहम् एकांत भक्ति भावेन प्रीतो भक्ताभिरक्षणम् प्रीतो भक्ताभिरक्षणम् तस्मा अदाधरिश्चक्रम् प्रत्यनीक भयावहम् एकांत भक्ति भावेन प्रितो भक्ताभिरक्षण जी Tasma unto him, Amrish Maharaj, Adata gave Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Chakram, his dish, Pratyanika Bhayavaham, the Lord's dish, which was extremely fearful to the enemies of the Lord and his devotees. Ekanta bhakti yogena because of his performing unalloyed devotional service. Pritaha, the Lord being so pleased. Bhakta Abhirakshanam, for the protection of his devotee. Translation and purport by Divine Grace is Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Being very pleased by the unalloyed devotion of Maharaj Amrish, the Supreme Personality of Godhead gave the king his dish, which is fearful to enemies and which always protects the devotee from enemies and adversities. Purport. A devotee being always engaged in the service of the Lord may not be expert in self-defense. But because a devotee fully depends on the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is always sure of protection by the Lord. Prahlad Maharaj said, Naivo dijapara duratya vaitiranasya tavad birya gayana mahamritamagnachita tad birya gayan mahamritamagnachita. A devotee is always merged in the ocean of transcendental bliss of rendering service to the Lord. Therefore, he is not at all afraid of any adverse situation in the material world. The Lord also promised, Kaunteya pradyanahi name bhaktya pranashati. O Arjuna, you may declare to the world that the devotee of the Lord are never vanquished. For the protection of the devotee, Krishna's dish, the Sudarshan Chakra, is always ready. This dish is extremely fearful to the non-devotee. Pratyanika bhayavaham. Therefore, although Maharaj Amrish was fully engaged in devotional service, his kingdom was free of all fear of adversity. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurjin Milidam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Bhutair Mahadevi Aima Puro Vibho Nirmaya Sete Yadamu Supurusam Bukte Gudan Sodasa Sodasatmakam Solam Krishistam Bhagavan Vachansime Gurave Gaurachandraya Radhikaya Itadalaye Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadabhaktaya Namo Namaha Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kribasinduvayamacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Vishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Bhava Radhika Madhuri Aswade Sukhakaj Jayati Krishna Chaitanya Kali Prakate Vrajaraj Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So, yesterday we heard that how Maharaj Amrish, he gave up all the attachment, thinking them as asat or useless. And the attachment to someone would be very difficult to give up, such as house, wife, children, friend, relative, wealth, all paraphernalia, bank balance, so on and so forth. But Maharaj Amrish saw all those things kind of a hindrance. So, akarod asadmatim. Think that they are the useless thing. Now, ordinarily, the people in material world, they feel they are my protection. Starting with the body, wife, children, friend, relative, bank balance, and so on and so forth. It has been described in Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto, by Sukadeva Goswami. Deha apatra kalatyadisu atmasainesu asat api tesam pramatto nidhanam pasyam api na pasyati. The foolish people, they think this body, deha, apatya, or byproduct of this body, like children. Kalatradisu, the wife, and adisu means relative, friend, society, nation, caste. Adisu can be goes on any relationship. The relationship, you know, in this material world, it starts with the body. We have relationship with Krishna, and our relationship is eternal relationship, soul with soul. But any relationship with the body is temporary, because body is temporary. So an intelligent person or a devotee, he understands this thing. Whereas materialistic people, they do not understand this thing. And they think, my body is everything. Bhagavatam said, anybody who thinks the body, Kunapetri Dhatu, okay? Anybody remember? What is the sloka? Kunapetri Dhatu, okay? Savai Kalatrasi Bhom. Savai Kalatrasi Bhom Ijati. How is it? Yasyatma Buddhi Kunapetri Dhatu, okay? Savai Kalatrasi Bhom Ijati. Yatirtha Buddhi Salile Lakarachit. Janesu abhagye abhigyesu sa eva gokhara. Sa eva gokhara. Bhagavatam abuses them, condemns them, that those people who thinks this body is real, is my body, this body will protect me. Yasyatma buddhi kunapetri dhatu ke, which is filled with bath, cup and pit, tridhatu, filled with this thing. Savai kalatradisu bhauma ijyati. Kalatradisu, along with the body, his wife, children, all those, savai kalatradisu bhauma ijyati. and all the wealth and everything is the mind. Yatirtha buddhi sallela karah chit. One who thinks that taking the water from the holy river will purify, and they go and take dip in the holy river, but they don't bother to hear from the saintly person who lives there. Yatirtha buddhi sallela karah chit. So those kind of people, say abhigyesu, they have no knowledge. They have no knowledge, real knowledge. Abhigyesu, janesu, abhigyesu, sa eva gokhara. So anybody who has no knowledge, they are gokhara. Go means cow and khara means ass. They have no knowledge. How? What kind of knowledge? The ass, he carries bundle of load on his back. And the washerman, even he sits down sometime on the ass. And he has carrot tied. Or green grass. Can you help him? Take your chadar out. Yes. So I can see you and you can see me. Yes. So they have the green grass and they do like this. So as think, oh, there is grass. Let me run. But abhigyesu, they have no knowledge. He doesn't think that there is enough grass outside here. Why I have to carry all this thing? He thinks my pleasure is only if I carry all this thing. Abhigyesu. A fool. And the other example is given of cow. So you are gokhara, go means cow. I also said on Sunday. The cow, one cow is being slaughtered in slaughterhouse, other cow give green grass, she will eat very peacefully. She will not think that next time is my turn. So you are gokhara. So here in this material world, we identify with the body. And anything in relation with the body, we think that they can protect. Look at such a strong bondage we have. Family is one thing. Society is. From family, it comes the caste. In India, the caste system is there. Right? Then society. Nowadays, there are gender system. Women association, men association. Earlier it was not like that. Earlier it was like together. Now it's a, women are fighting for their right, men are fighting for their right. It's not before that. They all abhigyesu. They're all foolish people. They are fighting for this thing. And then, because of this attachment to the body, it becomes nation. Nation fighting with a state, fighting with one state, other state. Even in India. India is one state. I mean, one country, right? There are two states. One is Karnataka and other is Tamil Nadu. There was a river flows, known as Krishna River, between these two states. And for the water of that river, they are fighting for so long in one state. And so two states, but same country. So a state is fighting, country is fighting. One country fighting other country. India fighting with Pakistan, Pakistan fighting. Russia fighting with America. You know, like that. Country fighting. People are fighting. But because bodily attachment, like, it must become natural. If, and I will give my example. When one Indian comes to America and he meets other Indian, he becomes very happy. Oh, I met one Indian. If he meets that Indian who happened to be of same state, he become more happy. If he meet that person, some person who happened to be from same city, he become more happy. I start inquiring, you know, where do you live in that city? And my neighbor, he become more happy, you know. And how he becoming happy? Because he had come to a place where he didn't know anybody. So at least he found somebody. So he insecure here. And he wants security. So he found this person who can secure me. If we go away from our natural, you know, living place, new place become fearful for us. And we want protection. I mean, just this example of one Indian coming in America. When he meets an Indian, he becomes very happy. Why he becomes happy? He feels secured with him. Nothing else. He just feels secured that he can protect me. He's Indian, I am Indian. He will help me. Same state, same place, same caste, same family, no what not. So nothing but, you know, security, sense of security. This material world, nobody can give us security. Every step, there is danger. Every step. This material world, pavarga, pa, pa, ba, bha, ma. Bha means bhai. There is fear. Every step there is fear. We think that we have so many protection. Here, they said, deha apatya kalatra adisu. Atma sainesu asat api. We think they are my sainik, they are my army who will protect me. Like a king, they have army. American government has army, Indian government has army, right? Everybody has army. So a family man, who is his army? He thinks my body is my army. My wife is my army. My children, my relative, my friend, my wealth, all they are army. Sainya, sainya means army. What is it? Asat api. They are asat. They cannot help. Same thing. Amrish Maharaj. He understood they are asat. Asat matim. He understood that they are just useless. So this is the difference we can see. The materialistic and devotee. Although they are asat. But materialistic people, they don't think they are asat. They are useless. They think, oh, they will help me. When time comes, they will help me. Thus, they take care of them. Where a devotee, they think they will never help. And thus, they give the attachment. And materialistic people, they start becoming attached more and more and more. Tesam pramatto nidhanam. They are very pity on them. They are madden. Pramatta. Matta means mad. And pramatta means more mad. Or double mad. Tesam pramatto nidhanam. Nidhanam. Dhana means wealth. And nidhana means beggar, pauper. Or those people are really pity. They have no brain. Pasyam apina pasyati. They think they'll protect me. They see the body is growing every day old. People are dying. On time of death, nobody will help us. Wealth will remain in house. Bank balance will remain in bank. Wife, children, nobody can help. Nobody can help. Only Krishna can help. But unfortunately, we have taken a wrong path, thinking they are our protector, they are our sainik.
They will protect us. Everywhere the misery is there. If anybody can protect us, that's Krishna.
Samasritaje padapallavam plavam mahat padam punyaso murare bhavam budhi vasa param padam 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 chat vipadam natesam.
Krishna said, Uddhava, padam padam jat vipadam natesam. At every step there is vipada or there is danger. Nobody can help us. Nobody can protect us. Who can protect us from all this vipatti? Only Hari, Krishna.
Samasritaje padapallavam palamon. One who had taken refuge in Krishna's lotus feet. Samasrita.
Asrita means surrender. Sama means properly. One who has properly surrendered to Krishna without having attachment to all this thing. For them, crossing over this material world is, they are not worried. They are not worried. Here in Parapat, Prabhupada gives example of Prahlad Maharaj. That Prahlad Maharaj, when Lord Narasimha appeared, everybody was afraid. For us, you know, the Sadi Lord Narasimhadev, process form of the Lord. They have not seen before. Even Lakshmi could not go. Finally, Brahma had to request to Prahlad, my dear Prahlad, the Lord appear because of you. So you have to do something. And Prahlad waited, offer obeisances, and simple thing he told to Lord, my dear Lord, you appeared for a purpose to kill my father. That purpose is over. Now why are you angry unnecessarily? Please give up this anger. He begged Lord Narasimhadev. And then in due course of discussion and all this thing, Prahlad Maharaj said, my dear Lord, I do not want to go back home back to Godhead. Nobody is here to reclaim suffering conditioned soul back home back to Godhead. The so-called sadhu, they are so selfish. They go to the forest and they think for themselves. Nobody cares for others. I want to stay here and send everybody. Lord asked, what about you, Prahlad? You don't want to come? He said, no, I am very happy here. How?
Tore vire ganyan mahamrita magna chita.
Mahamagna chita. Chita, Prabhupada said, chita means mind. Chita means senses. Chita means intelligence. Chitta means consciousness and chitta means body. So say, Mahamagna chitta. My everything I'm enjoying. Chanting your glory. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Tadavire gayan. Gayan means singing, glorifying. Singing your transcendental glory. I'm observing that thought.
Mahamrutam.
The Lord's glory is not ordinary. It's a Mahamrutam. There are two kinds of amrit. One, amrit means nectar. One which is found in heaven. The demigod and demon, they fought for that amrit. There is one amrit. And Bhagavat Katha is other amrit, Katha amrit. Holy name is other amrit, Namamrit. So there is difference between the nectar which is found in heaven and found in Harikatha or chanting the Hari name. That nectar which is found in heavenly planet is limited. But Harikatha is unlimited. You can go on chanting, you can go on hearing. No end. By drinking that nectar from heaven, you develop sense gratification more and more. But by drinking this nectar of Harikatha or holy name, the sense gratification start drying up. For obtaining that nectar, heavenly nectar, you have to work hard. You have to do a lot of piety. Help. For obtaining the heavenly nectar, you have to really work hard, do a lot of piety. You have to, you know, dig the well, you have to plant the tree, you have to give a lot of charity, lot of jagya and what not. But for Hari Nam, nothing. Take mala and start chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram. It's easily available. Tadbirya Gayan Maha Amrita Magna Chita. I'm just observed in tasting. Chitta means everything, my consciousness is observed in that. My mind is observed, my senses, my body, my heart, everything is observed. So in my whole body there are nothing but only you, my Lord. That is the definition of Samasrita. One who, for them, they are not worried for causing Baitaranasya. Baitarani, this river, Baitarani, is the river where all the elements of creation stage. That is the borderline, you know, LOC. Line of control. LOC between a spiritual world and material world. That Baitarani river. That is very subtle. Baitarani river, they have been described in scripture. So he said, I am not worried about. And how is that Baitarani river? Durattaya. It is very difficult. Cross this material world, Baitarani river. But I'm not worried because I am very happy here chanting. Samasrita ji pada pallavam pallavam mahat padam punjaso murare. One who had taken refuge in the lotus feet of Murari. For them, this material world would be difficult to cross world. Durattaya. For them, it become very easy. And the example is given. They are like hoof print of a calf. In rainy season, in India, we see, when the calf runs, so many small, small hoof print of the calf and get filled with water. So it's very easy to cross. So for the devotee who had taken shelter, who had taken refuge in the lotus feet of the Lord, for them, the crossing over this material world is very, very easy. But other hand, one who has not taken shelter of Krishna, for them, padam padam jat vipadam nati sam. At every step, there is danger. Every step, there is danger. There is no step. Prabhupada gave example that everybody is fearful in this material world. The bird, you throw some grain to the bird. You are giving the grain. The birds are eating and they are looking. You know, somebody coming. They are fearful. This material world is full of fear. Maharaj Ambarish, he was not fearful. Because Samasrita, he has total refuge. In this verse, the word Aikanta Bhakti Bhavena is very important. How was he performing his devotional service? Is Aikanta Bhakti Bhavena. Again, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, same kind of thing. Ananya Shintayanto Mam Ejana Pripasate Tesam Nityabhujuktanam Yoga Chema Mahamyaham. Ananya Shintayanta. Ananya means na anya, nobody else, but only Krishna. And here said, Aikanta means nobody else but only Krishna. How to only think about Krishna? That is very important. We have to fall in love with Krishna. If you want to think about Krishna 24 hours a day, then you have to fall in love with Krishna. Like in material world, when a boy and a girl, when they fall in love with each other, the boy thinks of the girl 24 hours a day, and the girl thinks of the boy 24 hours a day. That is the nature of the love. Although it is lust, but we call it love. We all have some experience, right? Brahmachari doesn't have, but Girastha they have. One who has girlfriend, whatever, anyway. So when if somebody falls in love with someone in the material world, he thinks. A classic example, the boy and girl, newly married or something, thinks 24 hours a day. They keep the picture in front of them. Right? That is the nature of the love. So same propensity, divert. Fall in love with Krishna. Then you can see Krishna 24 hours a day. You can think of Krishna 24 hours a day. And how to fall in love with Krishna? By following the instruction of Srila Prabhupada. Follow foreground principle. Chant 16 round. Prabhupada said, our chanting should be genuine, like a child crying for mother. When a child cries for mother, mother will come, take care of the child. She will give up all her activity and do. So when we hear Harikatha, when we chant, helplessly we should call the Lord. And Lord will come to protect. Always. Always. And that is the way to fall in love with Krishna. By serving. Sevan mukhe jihvadau swameva aspratyada. Prabhupada has given us very nice service coming to Mangala Arati, reading the books, Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, etc., chanting our round, doing service. And in this way, we'll fall in love with Krishna. And when we fall in love with Krishna, then we cannot remain aloof from Krishna even for a moment. On that platform, we become Sattam Asmartabhyam Vishnu, Vismartabhyam Na Kuchit. We'll always remember Vishnu, always remember Krishna. We'll never forget Krishna. So, if we want to remember Krishna constantly, if you want to do akantik bhakti of Krishna, then you must learn how to fall in love with Krishna. That's it. So Maharaj Ambarish, he has fallen in love with Krishna. Aikanta bhakti bhavena prito bhakta abhirakshanam. The Lord was so happy with Maharaj Ambarish's devotion, with his love. The Lord also thinks of his devotee. Like devotee thinks of Krishna, and Krishna thinks of his devotee. So much so that devotee, you know, Krishna said, Yoga Chema Mahami Ham. I preserve what they have and I provide what they lack. There was one nice story of one South Indian Brahmin. His name was Pundrik. And once he was reading Bhagavad Gita, and then he came across this verse. Ananyas chindayanto maam ijana paripasti te samnit abhijuktanam yoga chema vahami ham. So he got confused. He said, why Lord said vahami aham, I carry. Lord has so many energy. He can use any energy to provide what devotee they like. Why Lord said, I carry? Krishna really loves his devotee. He wants to do something for his devotee. For other people, he will let his energy do. Maya Devi or this one, that one. But for a devotee, he wants to do himself. So this Pundrik Brahmin got confused. And he thought, this is not proper word. So he cut that word. Yoga Chema Vahamiham. He said, should be Vajamiham or something. Vahamiham is not proper. But he couldn't find the word. So he was going to take bath. And he said, when I come back from bath, then I will correct it. So he went to take, he gave the wife the book. And he went to take bath. Meanwhile, their poor family, not very rich, very poor Brahmin family. A small boy, he brought load of grain, carrying on his shoulder. In India, they call kamar. Kamar means there will be a bamboo and both end of the bamboo, a rope is tied, and down the rope, lot of good, it holds the good, the tie with the whatever, like bag or anything you can tie. So this boy, he was carrying the kamar, the bamboo, which was tied with the rope and had a lot of eating material, rice, dal, ghee, sugar, whatnot. He came to Pundrik's house, knocked the door. Pundrik's wife, poor lady, she opened the door. She saw this handsome, beautiful boy. But she saw that, you know, he was overloaded. He can't even walk. You know, sometime it happens. I don't know, here you have seen or not. I think here trucks are very good, right? Big, big truck. In India, when the truck had to climb on the mountain, and that was a loaded truck, too much load, chum, 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 slowly, slowly go, you know, because overloaded. I don't know, here also like that, big truck, you are climbing on the mountain, loaded truck, slowly, slowly go. So this boy was loaded, lot of weight was there, and he couldn't walk. So she felt so miserable. After all, maybe he is struggling too much. Tell him to stand up. So this, you know, she said, you know, what are this thing? Why he brought all this thing? What is this? He said, my dear mother, your husband has sent this thing for you, for the house. He said, what is this thing? He said, rice, ghee, dal, sugar, wheat, etc. All household thing. Oh, why? We don't need this thing. Why did he do that thing? And why so much? You are such a small boy. He said, I told him that I cannot carry so much. But he became angry and he beat me. And he took out his back and said, look, you can see here. All scratch why they are on his back. So Brahmani became so upset. seeing the handsome, beautiful boy, and he has been beaten. She thought, my husband, such a nice, great Brahman. How he became so cruel? How he became so cruel? He became so greedy for the wealth. He gave up all his Brahmanical quality. And she became very angry. So what she did? She had cooked everything, whatever, for, and she was waiting for her husband to come back to it. But after this boy gave, she was saying, please come sit down, have lunch and go. He said, no, I have to go, otherwise if he see me again, he will beat me, so I am going. The boy ran away. Then the Brahman comes, Pundarik Brahman, and what he is seeing, his wife is eating. So he was surprised, because in India, our Vedic culture is, wife does not eat till her husband eats. First she will feed her husband, and then she will eat remnant of the husband. I'm just talking by the culture. So that she will eat remnant of the husband. Nowadays they become advanced. They eat with the husband. Anyway, I don't want to go into that. But anyway, that was the Vedic culture. So when Pundarik Brahman came and he saw that she is eating before him, he said, what happened to you today? She didn't say. Again he asked, I am asking to you, what happened to you today? She didn't say. Again he asked, what happened to you today? Then she looked. He said, yes, I am asking same question to you. What happened to you today? So the argument started. Then he said, but I just went to take bath. I'm coming. And how come you are changed? You are eating. He said, then she said, if you can change, I can also change. Then he said, what did I do? What I changed? Then he became so cruel. I knew my husband, such a nice, friendly person. He became so cruel. Such a small boy. He became so greedy for the wealth that not only he forced him to bring, he was not bringing even beat him. And he said, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? Then she told all the story what happened. Then the Brahman, Pundarik, asked his wife, please bring that book I gave to you. Please bring that book. When she got the book, he opened the page. Where he had cut, it was clear. And again came, Yoga Chema Mahamiham. Pundarik started crying. And he told his wife, my dear beloved wife, you are so fortunate. You are so fortunate that you have darshan of Lord. I am offender. I doubt on the word of the Lord, Bhagavad Gita. See, he says, Yoga Chema Mahamiham. I provide what they lack. And I had doubt that why Lord should personally provide. So I cut it. And now it is cleared. So what you saw the mark, that mark was that what I have cut. So each word of Bhagavad Gita is none different from Krishna. None different from Krishna. So Lord, provide what we lack. And Lord, preserve what we have. Krishna is our protector. Nobody can protect. Bhagavatam said, who can protect? Medicine is meant for curing the patient. In spite of having so much medicine, still so many patients are dying. Mother is there to protect a child. In front of mother, child dies. The boat is meant for crossing the river. Many people die and the boat is still. So there is no security in this material world. Nobody can protect. Only Krishna can protect. And that is one of the anga of saranagati. Avasya rakiva Krishna viswasa palam. We should have firm faith that Krishna will protect. Here Maharaj Amrish, Aikanta bhakti jo bhavena prito bhakta abhirakshanam. Bhakta abhirakshanam. For the protection of the devotees, the Lord was so प्लीज विथ महाराज अमृत डिवोशन एकांतिक भक्ति फॉर द प्रोटेक्शन ऑफ डिवोटी ही आस्क ही सुदर्शन चक्र प्लीज गो सी नॉट ओनली अमरीश लॉर्ड वाज हैप्पी एकांत भक्ति भाव एन इफ एनी बडी हु डज दिस भक्ति डिवोशन एकांतिक वे अनएलॉयड वे अन्याभिलाषता शून्य देन द लॉर्ड बिकम्स वेरी हैप्पी प्रीतो एंड बींग सो हैप्पी फर्स्ट थिंग ही टेल्स सुदर्शन गो एंड प्रोटेक्ट डिवोटी ही सेंड्स सुदर्शन नाउ महाराज अमरीश हैज गिवन अप ऑल दोज सैनिक फॉर होम पीपुल द थिंक दे विल दैट विल प्रोटेक्ट मी बॉडी वाइफ चिल्ड्रेन वेल्थ एक्सेट्रा नाउ हैज गिवन अप सो एनिमी विल कम दे विल अटैक देन हु विल प्रोटेक्ट द लॉर्ड सेंट सुदर्शन सो द फोर वेपन्स द लॉर्ड हैज गिव्स शंख चक्र गदा एंड पद्म आउट ऑफ दिस फोर टू आर मेंट फॉर द लोटस इज मेंट टू प्लीज डिवोटी द काउंसिल इज मेंट टू इनकरेज डिवोटी एंड सुदर्शन एंड क्लब गदा इज मेंट फॉर प्रोटेक्टिंग डिवोटी व्हेन ध्रुव महाराज हैड दर्शन ऑफ द लॉर्ड He wanted to say something, but he couldn't say. So what did Lord do? He lifted his counsel and he touched the cheek. He touched the cheek of Dhruva Maharaj. And then Dhruva Maharaj got all the knowledge, encouragement. By the counsel, we get encouragement. By the lotus, we get joy. And Sudarshan Chakra and the club of the Lord is for protection of the devotees. For those devotees who perform Ekantik Bhakti. So Maharaj Amrish Hai perform Ekantik Bhakti. Therefore, he was always protected by Sudarshan Chakra. So we will be reading later on that how when Durvasa try to do Hidruvasa Giri, then Sudarshan Chakra came behind him. That will be studying. To summarize this verse, we all are protected by Sudarshan Chakra, provided we do Ekantik Bhakti. We do everything for pleasure of Lord. We do things which can please Krishna. If please Krishna, then we are protected. If Krishna is not happy, nobody can be protected. There will be always a problem. Samasritaji padapallavam palvam. Let us take shelter of Krishna. Let us fall in love with Krishna. And Krishna will think of us 24 hours as we think of him 24 hours. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Granthrashtra Bhagavatam ki jai. Any comment or question? Shival Prabhu?
Thank you so much, Devakinandana Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
I was just thinking on Krishna providing that type of protection for the unalloyed devotee and how Krishna's protection manifests on, you know, the beginner devotee or the aspiring devotee. I mean, we pray every day to learn a Sringadev, and in one sense, you know, sometimes we see devotees going to different trials and tribulations, you know, and sometimes even, you know, some physical harm, sometimes even accident and death. So how can we understand and have faith that Krishna is knowing by us or not knowing by us, aspiring devotees, those who have come to the shelter of the devotees of the Lord, being protected by him.
Krishna is pakka businessman. He's businessman. Krishna is businessman. He says in Bhagavad Gita, E yatha mam prapadante ta tathaiva bhajamya. It depends on our surrendering. How much we are surrender. The much we are surrender, much we are protected. His protection is also conditional, not unconditional. Saradharmana prityajya mam ekam saranam vraja. Give up everything, just surrender to me. I'll protect you. Ma suchaha. So it depends on our surrender. The ball is in our court. If we surrender 100%, Krishna will say, I'll protect you 100%. Surrender 1%. Krishna does not see what you are giving him. Krishna sees what you are holding it. If you have 100 rupees and you give 99 rupees to Krishna and keep 1 rupee with you or $1 with you, Krishna has eyes on their $1, not $99. So you see what you are holding. Therefore, devotee of the Lord, the unalloyed devotee of the Lord, they don't hold anything, they give everything. And as far as the ordinary way of protection, yes, that depends on our karma. Do good karma, the Lord has multiple energy which will take care of us. Even the army, government, they are also Krishna's energy. The king is the representative of the Lord. Nardeva, that is also arrangement of the Lord. So if you want to be under direct protection of the Lord, then you have to surrender. We all have to surrender 100%. He protects us according to our surrender. Clear? Yes, Prabhu.
Thank you, Prabhu, for your class. You made the point that your last point, according to how we surrender, and if we're performing a Ekanta Bhakti, then we have protection from the Lord. So my question is that when we see some devotees flourishing with money, wealth, health, the tendency is that, at least I thought in the beginning, they must be performing Ekanta Bhakti, and they could be. But how do we give up this conception that there's many devotees who externally had bad karma like Vishwasura, but he was also performing Ekanta Bhakti. So how do we give up this mentality that, or aspire for devotees, oh, they must be performing Ekanta Bhakti if they have wealth, health, but they still could be internally miserable, still miserable. So how do we give up this ideal that Ekanta Bhakti means results, external?
There is no misconception. Very clear that if you think only of Krishna, nothing else, then Krishna will give what is good for you. For Sudama, it was good to be in poverty-stricken situation. Krishna knew that if I give too much wealth to him, he will forget me. So he kept him like that. Not only that, when he went to Dwarka, when he was coming back, he did not give anything. He didn't give anything. But Sudama was not disturbed. He was Ekanta Bhakta. While he coming, he was dancing in happiness. He said, Kwaham Daridra Papiyan, Kwa Krishna Sriniketana. Where I am rich and poor, son of a Brahman. And where Krishna Dwarkadhish? He embraced me. He made me sit on his own throne. He washed my feet. God had Lakshmi was chambering me. He was just in, you know, in bliss, oceanic, in the love of Krishna. And just thinking that thing, when he came, his village, Porbandar, then he saw a big, big palace. So he started wondering, did I forget my address or what? You know, what happened? And then here his wife, beautifully decorated, welcoming her husband. And when he looked at his wife, wow, so much jewelry and all these things. So Krishna did not give Sudama that time. But he gave him just to protect his devotion. The Lord protects devotion of the devotee. On the other hand, Dhruv Maharaj, when he had darshan of the Lord, he was feeling guilty. What did I do? Why did I pray for this broken piece of the glass? Why did I come for that? Like vomiting, he was feeling so bad. Why did I do that thing? And there, Lord told him, he gave so much opulence to him. He told, you can live so many years. Enjoy your life. And end of the life, you'll come to me. Same with Prahlad Maharaj. So, the Lord protects the devotion of the devotee. The devotee who are not attached to material thing, the Lord gives them everything that they need to perform devotional service. But they are not attached to all those things. They are only attached to Krishna. That is called ekantik bhakta. That is ekantik bhakta. They don't see anything else but only Krishna. Pundrik Vidyanidhi, you know, he was living luxurious life. You know, he had all silk cloth, sitting on silk bed. He was chewing pan, and he had, you know, this pot to spit the pan, everything. He was like materialistic. The Pandit got bewildered, you know, what is this thing? They say that he is such a great Vaishnava, and he is like materialistic. Then, when the devotees are chanting, Aho Bakiyam Stanakalakota, when these two verses of Bhagavatam were chanted, he became mad in ecstasy and he broke everything, all the wealth, boom, everything. See? So outwardly may appear, but internally, those ekantik bhakta, we cannot see them. This is between Krishna and the devotee. This is between you and Krishna, between me and Krishna. I cannot see what kind of ekanta bhakta you are. You cannot see me. You know, I am not, but in others, you know. This is between Krishna. Krishna can see. So, ekanta bhakta does not mean devotee, they give up. They have no attachment. They have only attachment to Krishna. But Krishna gives to devotee. There are two things. One thing that I want, another thing Krishna is giving. A different thing. So, ekanta bhakta or ekanta bhakta in all situations. Like, you know, I gave two examples. I gave Sudama, one ekant bhakta, whether he got or not doesn't make difference. Same way, Dhruv Maharaj, Pundrik Vidyanidhi. So ekant bhakta means their connection with Krishna, that's it. All right, we'll go to break ekasi now. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Granthasya Bhagavatam ki jai.